This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's the slow and steady way to build a business, and there's the Silicon Valley way, which is often get big as quick as you can and fix it later. LinkedIn, the social network for grown-ups, grew fast and quickly became a prime vehicle for showing off your talents to potential new employers. Well, LinkedIn's co-founder, Reid Hoffman, now at Greylock Partners, has just co-written a book about how to pull this off. It's called Blitz Scaling. He came by Marketplace's New York Bureau. Reid, welcome.
Great to be here.
Now, everybody knows LinkedIn, the Facebook for grown-ups. Sorry, I knew. He didn't actually wince. So I thought he was going to wince. No, but give us a taste. Ramping up that now famous brand was a blitz?
It was a lot of the principles we describe in the book, which is how do you get to scale quickly because you have to build a network. It's not valuable until you have everyone on the network. How do you focus on scale before you focus on things like revenue or unit economics or customer acquisition costs or any of that sort of thing? And so you focus on establishing the network first.
You know, we used to make fun of that during dot-com 1.0, the idea that the last thought on anyone's mind was actually earning a profit. But you're saying if you want to get big, that actually isn't the first thing on your mind, profit.
Yeah. What we learned from that first thing was, well, make sure you actually have a business at the end of the day. So have thought about like which things actually work and don't. So don't try to blitz scale things that don't work as a business. But once you say it will be a business at the end of the day, don't sweat it. Don't focus on early revenue. Don't focus on unit economics. Don't focus on measuring your long-term value of your customers. Focus on getting big quickly.
Getting big quickly. Now, look, I'm interested in many pieces of this, but here's a section in particular. You, Reid, think that even with this fast push to scale up a company, that you have to be thinking about social impact?
Yes. I think one of the key things is the great companies are thinking about how are we transforming the world? How are we making the world better? And that's both upside and downside. And one of the things that we have a whole chapter on this in the book, as you're scaling really fast, as you're running as fast as you can down the road, be thinking about which possible risk you're taking that you need to mitigate.
Possible risks, because there are unintended consequences of this technology. I'm thinking of Mark Zuckerberg, who I think is a friend of yours. And he did not envision his social network as a democracy disruption device, but some argue it may have become that at some level. I mean, you'd think it's high time people developing new apps, new tech, new business, you know, pause. You say there's no time to pause, but that they wrap in what am I doing to the world as part of their thinking.
So part of what we're learning, and I think Zuck is learning this and the rest is, well, as you've gotten bigger, you should transform the level of investment that you're putting into mitigating risks. So for example, they now have hundreds of engineers dedicated to how do we make sure that the content that's being shared is actually, in fact, more accurate or more sources that have a deeper tie to traditional journalist truth? How do we make sure that nation states are not hacking us or trying to create political dissension within the country? And they're putting investment in that now because they realize that they're part of social infrastructure.
So interesting. All right. Now, I really enjoyed part of the book in which you give a list of counterintuitive advice. It's things like embrace chaos. When you're hiring, don't necessarily look for Ms. Right or Mr. Right, but Ms. Right Now. Tell me about this. You should launch a product that embarrasses you?
The emphasis is on speed and on getting contact with your customers and learning from it. And the first that's scaling through the learning curve is frequently the first to scale and the one that essentially sets the ecosystem. And so it's mostly within a consumer internet, but like LinkedIn, when it launched, was like a profile, an invitation, and a little bit ability to message.
It wasn't mature technology, you would say.
No, but it's an emphasis on speed with the embarrassment as the understanding like how fast you need to move and the fact that will make you awkward and uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that would work with something like LinkedIn. You want to be careful if you're coming out with some newfangled medical device that you don't release something imperfect to the market.
100%. And we actually wrote an essay on this on the Theranos failure.
Which is why I came to mind, yes.
Yes. And so it's really important to understand, well, what will your negative possible consequences be and make sure you don't do anything really bad.
All right. And is it really saying here that during this initial burst of lightning speed growth, you should ignore your customer?
It does, in part because what you're focused on is the massive numbers of future customers. So as opposed to saying, oh, we're trying to have a delightful experience necessary just for that first person, it's growing towards what the large scale eventual customers will be.
All right. I guess, but underlying this is that you have something that you're offering that's of great value to them.
Yes, and businesses don't work unless you do.
So this book is, I presume, a response to people tugging at your sleeve saying, tell me how to do this quick.
And I think that as part of the hyper-connected global age, more and more businesses are competing on a global scale. And this is the pattern by which the next generation of businesses, especially tech businesses, are created. And we want that to be able to happen anywhere, not just Silicon Valley.
Reid Hoffman is the co-founder of LinkedIn and investor at Greylock Partners. His podcast is called Masters of Scale, and the book is called Blitz Scaling. Reid, thank you.
Thank you very much.